Conversation Corner here to wrap up another week on the Modern Life Podcast Network, and just a great show, a pre-tape show that I did for this week on Conversation Corner. And we're going to talk about Cheerwine, a beverage company and a soda that is really made inroads here in America, and they're coming up on their 100th year, a family-owned business. On Conversation Corner here, we love talking about American success stories and people and organizations that are the best at what they do. So in a world where there's the Goliaths of the soft drink industry, we all know who they are. There's a 99-year-old independent family-owned soft drink company based in Salisbury, North Carolina, that has really made waves over the years, and it's a favorite of many people. We're going to talk with Bo Stevenson, a former Hollywood production assistant who worked with Cheerwine. He's with Cheerwine, and he filmed episodes called The Local Legend Project, which he set out around the American South and talked to people, hidden gems from around seven different states. And there's eight episodes right now, hopefully more to come, that he talked to and talked about Cheerwine, Southern culture. And this is a special Conversation Corner this week where we're going to talk about Cheerwine and the Local Legends Project. Cheerwine.com/local legends for more information. You can also see them on Google Play, Daily Motion, iTunes, Vimeo, YouTube, other video on demand channels. So as we got talking here, I wanted Bo to just kind of give a little introduction about Cheerwine.
And it's a family-run soda company, and if you've never had it before, it's got a cherry taste to it that's sort of unique. I mean, it's got this really indescribable flavor, and the only thing that, you know, if you lined up 10 people and you say, hey, what does it taste like, you'd probably get 10 different answers. But the thing that we find when people drink Cheerwine is that they drink it and they smile. So, I don't necessarily know how to describe the flavor of it, but I can tell you that it produces this like really happy, nostalgic feeling when you're drinking it. You're drinking some right now. Maybe you had that experience after you found it in Fresh Market. But by the way, when you found this year wine, did you buy 12 packs?
Didn't see 12 packs. Just saw individual bottles.
Okay. But you got a 2 liter or a glass bottle?
I got a glass bottle. That's the only way to drink it, in my estimation.
I agree. But if people are out there in a market that has the 12 packs in it, my space is on the side of the 12 pack container. So that is kind of a point. If you're listening to this and you're like, what does that guy look like? You can always go out and get yourself 12 packs, and it has the Local Legend Project on this side of the 12 pack as well, and that's really how I started getting together with Cheerwine. We got together in the beginning of 2015, and we decided to do a series called the Local Legend Project. I mean, Cheerwine in the Carolinas is very much a legend, and people. They start on it very young. They go from like their mom to the bottle to the Cheerwine bottle, and that's not even an exaggeration. I mean, anybody you talk to in the Carolinas, like, Cheerwine is a part of their life. So, we figured, hey, Cheerwine's got all this legendary status where it's from, and then there's other parts of the country where Cheerwine's not as well known or not known at all. And we looked around America and we said, hey, there's all these other stories that mirror that story. And so we came up with this thing called the Local Legend Project, in which we could go around to cities and towns all over the South and sort of give a spotlight to these other local legends who are, again, very famous where they are from, but right down the road, people may not know who they are. So.
And again, we're with, this is Bo Stevenson of Cheerwine, a great Southern-based soft drink company, and I kind of asked Bo, as coming from Hollywood, a former production assistant working on various projects, movie, television, did he ever think he was going to be in the South singing the praises of a family-owned soft drink company?
I don't know that I ever got that specific, but it was always my dream to sort of travel and eat and experience and meet people as part of a job. So, you know, that hosting the Local Legend Project was the culmination of many dreams that I've had. So, in a way, I never knew that that's where I was going to be, but that's always what I wanted to do.
And I asked Bo if he just really relished the opportunity for him to travel around the South and talk to people. The people in the South are really proud of their part of the country. And I asked Bo if he kind of agrees with that. And that's just really part of the magic and the what makes what's Cheerwine so special.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that's what we tapped into when we did the show. I mean, we would either, you know, sometimes we'd fly, sometimes we'd drive, but we'd arrive in a place, and we had heard of some local legends ahead of time, and my producer had set up some, some people we'd go talk to, but we would always hit the ground and just start talking to people right away. I mean, if you're at the airport, you start talking to people. If you're driving, you know, as soon as you get gas, exactly what you just said. You go in, you're like, hey, I'm not from this town, but I would love to meet someone or experience something or eat something that I couldn't get anywhere else. And people love that question. They are very, very happy to tell you, well, you have to go here, or you have to meet this guy. Or wait, you're doing a show on Local Legends? Well, I know this guy who does this thing, and you have to go and talk to him. So that's something we found is very universal.
Sure. Maybe something is really aimed at, I think, skews kind of young to kids, teenagers, and millennials. And, you know, with all the talk of how soft drinks are not good for kids, the sugar intake, how do you kind of balance with promoting a great product like Cheerwine with, you know, all the studies that come out and you know, kind of what's been going on in the news a little as far as the other side of this?
Yeah, no, I think that there is, you know, there's a balance to it, and, you know, Cheerwine is not the only, you know, key product out there, but I feel like the Cheerwine enthusiasts always, they use it responsibly like a treat, you know, it's not something they drink all day long, but it's something that, you know, it's almost like a reward for your day. I mean, you know, it's something that gives you a little sweetness in your life whenever you need it. And you know, I think that everybody at Cheerwine wants their fans and their customers to live long, healthy, happy lives. So, you know, it's all about finding that balance in terms of that question. But there's a, you talked about younger people and millennials, and you're right, this campaign was sort of directed towards people like that in those age ranges, and in a way, this speaks to the authenticity that people crave. I mean, there's a lot of, like, really overblown marketing out there. There's a lot of, you know, falseness to the messaging from a lot of different companies, and I think that Cheerwine wanted to cut through that.